Hematuria.
Hematuria is one of those topics that I loathe because the differential is so broad and covers so many different systems and can be linked with either totally benign things like the ingestion of food coloring and beets, all the way to cancers. So let's try to simplify it here, and we will start off with some definition. What is gross hematuria?
That's when you have actual blood visible in the urine. It could be clots or just liquid blood, and it could make the urine brown or red. And this is in contrast to microscopic hematuria, which is what, Vanessa?
That's when there is blood in the pee that no one can see. Well, not no one, because a lab tech can see it with a microscope. In fact, the definition states that you need to see 3 or more red blood cells per high-power field for it to count as microscopic hematuria. Technically, it also needs to be consistent over more than one sample as well, but for the moment, just remember that more than 3 red blood cells per high-power field. So this is a type of hematuria where you sometimes end up arguing with your patient that they have blood in their urine, even though they can't see it.
Insofar as what causes hematuria, a good way to think of it is based on etiology. Let's start with non-glomerular causes that are outside of the kidney. What sort of things can be involved here?
Well, cancer is always the big thing to worry about, but also stones, trauma, infections, bleeding issues, endometriosis, and even BPH. And of course, that other random cause that can be super scary, but is actually totally benign. Any idea what I'm talking about?
I guess you are talking about the folks who get blood in their pee after exercising a lot?
Exactly. Now, what about non-glomerular causes from within the kidney? What do we need to think about?
Again, cancers are going to be at the top of the list, but don't forget infections like TB and pyelonephritis, or vascular diseases like AVM and renal vein thrombosis.
Now, none of those sound particularly appealing. Now, how about the issues arising from within those millions of little glomeruli themselves?
I'm glad we finally got to these little guys, and the causes here tend to be nephritic syndromes. So check out our chapter on the glomerulonephritides. Now, tell me, how do these patients present?
That's really going to vary depending on the cause. If they have cancer, they might have other red flag symptoms and signs. And if they have an infection, they could have dysuria, frequency, urgency, nausea, vomiting, etc., but not always. And if they've had recent URTIs, then you're also going to need to think about autoimmune processes.
You will also want to ask about what activities they have been doing, which medications they are taking, and what foods they are eating, because some of them can lead to red urine. Think about beets, myoglobinuria, nitrofurantoin, and methyldopa, to name a few.
The investigations we do are going to depend on whether we are dealing with gross or microscopic hematuria. So for gross hematuria, who doesn't have any signs of infection or stones or acute bleeding, that could be another clear cause of this, then you're going to need to do urine cytology, do a CT urography, and refer to urology.
For microscopic hematuria, in contrast, you will need to run further lab tests looking at renal function and coags, and then try to determine whether the blood is coming from inside or outside of the glomeruli. If you're thinking about a glomerular cause, then follow the nephritic workup, but otherwise consider a renal ultrasound and urine cytology.
Now, what if all of these tests don't give you an answer?
If we don't find an answer, Vanessa, it would be prudent to consult with a specialist, a urologist or nephrologist, depending on where you think the blood may be coming from. And general practice is to repeat the investigations on a regular basis for a few years to ensure that hematuria does not come again and that it's not a sign of badness.